For anybody that is listening now knows that we first started talking about this, I think this next topic, I think about 2 years ago, maybe even 2.5 years ago. And we have finally come to the fruition of it all. And what we're talking about is, once again, the Weebatuck Iveson High School's opening, grand opening of the first in school health, health center in Dutchess County. And we are speaking right now with Charlie Davis. And Charlie, it's been a long, long road.
Mr. Miles, it is such a privilege to be speaking with you, and you, sir, are indeed correct. It has been a good 2.5 years, and as a matter of fact, I brought this forward to the district, the Weebatuck District Superintendent, Ray Castellani, over 3 years ago about bringing a school-based health clinic to the Weebatuck Central School District, and I received his proverbial blessing to go forward. So even with COVID, I was not dissuaded, and the team of individuals that worked with me, including yourself, your patients, we were not dissuaded by COVID, and you are correct, sir. The time has come, and we're having our grand opening ceremonies.
Now, what we're talking about here is really a health center in the Weebatuck School that's done in collaboration with the healthcare partner, Open Door Family Medical Center in Ossining, and also with the help of the Foundation for Community Health. This is the first school-based health center in the Mid-Hudson Valley region of New York, serving all three schools in the district. And when is the exact opening date for this, Charlie?
Yes, the opening day will be Community Day for Armenia on May 14th, and we encourage, of course, everyone in the area and in the listening area to come out and enjoy the festivities associated with Community Day, and there will be numerous activities. However, I want to encourage individuals, of course, to come out and participate in the grand opening ceremonies, as you rightly define, Mr. Miles, of the Weebatuck Central School District's school-based health center. And I appreciate you acknowledging our healthcare partner, Open Door Family Medical Centers, as well as the Foundation of Community Health out of Sharon. And, of course, I would be remiss if we didn't mention Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett and New York State, who also contributed a substantial amount of funding. So we have really been blessed. We've been fortunate. And I cannot be more excited.
You know what's interesting about this, for people listening, I don't think they realize how impressive an accomplishment this is, especially with COVID, because you're not dealing with just a local school board approving something and then a local agency approving something. It had to be set up first. It had to go through the school board. Then it had to go through various agencies in New York State. And that only happened after everything was lined up and set up with cooperating partners and financing. And then it had to go once again through various sections of New York State government. All this after a pandemic hit our area. So this was really an amazing function of so many things coming together, Charlie, and so many people working on it.
You're absolutely right. And the complexity was significant, as you appropriately point out, Mr. Miles, because being an educational system, being a public school, we had to meet the New York State Education Department requirements for the building, because the health center will be a integral part of the school building. So we had to meet NICED requirements, and of course, as a health center where students will come in, and by the way, students will come in and receive health care at no cost. We had to meet the New York State Department of Health requirements. So we had two important agencies, by all means, very important agencies, whose criteria we had to meet in order to be valid to open up and operate, of course, with the utmost safety in order to provide evidence-based care to the health students.
And to compare what the world's going to be like now with this opening and beforehand, just remember this, folks, and I'll extrapolate on this. Before this center is opened, which is going to open once again on May 14th, first of all, there was problems finding providers. There's problems finding transportation. Parents, guardians having the ability to take time off of work and do this. The insurance problems, financial problems with copays. Now, all those problems are going to be dealt with in one blow. And what's great about this, I'll compare it over to this side. In North Canaan, Connecticut, we are having a healthcare center built for the common population, whether you're young or whether you're old, simply because there's not enough healthcare providers around and there's not enough money to do this. So all these things that I just talked about are dealt with this one, and I'll call it simple, very easy to use healthcare center, which will be opening up in the Weepatcook School District.
You're exactly right, Mr. Miles. We break down numerous barriers in order, again, to provide high quality evidence-based care to the students. And important as well, because the students and their parents and guardians don't have to seek care outside of the school, sometimes traveling long distances, and more often than not, the wait times associated with a healthcare provider's office, a student can miss a considerable amount of time, from the classroom. This helps student absences, meaning that the care being delivered in the school-based setting, should it be an issue that can be handled immediately, they can go directly back to the classroom and minimize the loss of seat time. So there is an inextricable link between good care and academic performance, and one component of that is we're keeping the students in their seat and minimizing their time away from the classroom.
It really is an amazing program. And for people that want to know the details, this is not a program that is untested. This is a program through Open Door Family Medical Center, which is a 501c3, which has been more than tested. The success and impact of this program has been felt in 8 school health centers throughout Westchester County. And so this is not something that's on its first trial basis. This is something that's proven and tested that's opening up in the Weepatcook School District.
You're absolutely correct. And that's, Mr. Miles, one of the reasons that we are so fortunate to have Open Door as our healthcare partner, because of their enormous experience and success in operating a school-based health clinic. So again, they are veterans, well-versed in this atmosphere and in this setting of providing high-quality evidence-based care. It's a win for not only the Weepatcook families and the students in particular, but as the first recognized school-based health center in the Mid-Hudson Valley, we can act as a model for other schools, other school districts in the area to follow a similar path and provide such type care for their students as well. So it's a win-win in many aspects.
Well, now, once you have the grand opening, it will be available for the rest of the school year, and then you start again up next year. Is this something that you're going to try to improve each and every year?
Absolutely. We will look to meet and respond to the needs of the community of students. What needs to occur, we will be attuned to that. Open Door has a feedback process where we can constantly make improvements in meeting the healthcare needs of the students. And in addition, Weebatuck is offering summer school for students as well. So the clinic will be open during the summer, and students who are going to summer school, and even students, I believe, that are having issues that may not be in summer school, can still have access to the health center.
Well, all I can say is congratulations to you, to Open Door, to the Weebatuck School System, Foundation for Community Health, Dee Dee Barrett, everybody that's helped in this, because this is just a huge, major step forward. And, Charlie, I'm sure that the opening will go fantastic. And, of course, I'm going to obviously expect at the end of the school year a little report from you on how it all started out and how it evolved this school year.
Mr. Miles, I am excited and looking forward to have that wonderful discussion.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and hopefully I can get out there and see you on May 14th.
I expect it fully, Mr. Miles.